AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court ruled former presidents have absolute immunity from prosecution for their official acts and no immunity for unofficial acts. What does this mean for former President Donald Trump? Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The High Court has sent the case about whether Trump has immunity from criminal prosecution back to lower courts. That all but ends the chances the likely GOP presidential nominee could be tried before November's election.
This is a stand mentioned during arguments in April by Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
The president is subject to prosecution for all personal acts, just like every other American for personal acts. The question is, acts taken in an official capacity.
Former President Trump spoke in April about the need for immunity.
Presidential immunity, very powerful presidential immunity, is imperative, or you practically won't have a country anymore.
The Supreme Court is opening the door to new broad challenges to regulations long after they take effect, ruling in favor of a truck stop in North Dakota that wants to sue over a regulation on debit card swipe fees that the federal appeals court in Washington upheld 10 years ago. The justices are also keeping on hold laws in Florida and Texas that seek to limit how social media platforms regulate user content. The military is boosting security at European bases because of a combination of threats. More again from the AP's Sagar Magani.
U.S. European Command is raising its security alert to Force Protection Charlie, the second highest level for troops. That's done when there's a security incident or intelligence indicating some form of action against personnel or facilities is likely. Two officials say the threat level was boosted due to a combination of threats and events in the region.
Hurricane Beryl is about to hit the Windward Islands in the Caribbean as a strong Category 4 hurricane. This is AP News.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are drifting mostly higher on Wall Street Monday and following the French market as elections continue to drive swings in financial markets worldwide. The S&P 500 rose 0.1% in morning trading as it kicked off a short four-day week that includes the 4th of July holiday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 286 points, and the NASDAQ Composite slipped 0.2%. Treasury yields rose in the U.S. bond market. Some of the world's strongest action was in Paris, where stocks jumped nearly 2%. Results from France suggested a far-right political party may not win a decisive majority in the country's legislative elections. Damian Troisi, New York.
Repeating our top story, the Supreme Court extended the delay in the Washington criminal case against former President Donald Trump on charges he plotted to overturn the presidential election loss in 2020, all but ending prospects he could be tried before the November election. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.